Hi everyone, I'm Big Al Weekly with Country Music News International, and I'm the host of the Big Al and Sandy Radio Show. Very excited today to have Dre Anders with us. A couple brand new singles that she has released, the song Paul and Silas that she recorded with the Del McCurry Band, and the song Helplessly Hoping with the Gibson Brothers. Dre, it's great to have you on the program.
Oh, thank you, Al. I appreciate it.
Dre, let me mention your website so people can go see a little bit more about you. It's dreanders.com. Dreanders.com. And you spell Dre, D-R-E, and then Anders, A-N-D-E-R-S.com. I know that there's a lot of people that know you. You've been in music all of your life. But if you would, take the time here to introduce yourself to maybe some of the people out there that don't know who Dre Anders is.
Yeah, very much so. So I grew up traveling with my family all over the world, singing in churches everywhere, and born in Sweden. And my dad over there was one of the great church singers. They had a tradition over there of that. And so very classically trained, big voice. And he was one of the great church singers there. He's still with us, and his voice is still strong, but he's had some health issues. So lately, so he's not singing that much anymore, but so he was like one of the biggest over there, huge following. He was actually on a postage stamp, so that was pretty exciting. And so we traveled as a family singing, and then he felt like he'd always loved the States, so he wanted to move us over here and sort of reach out farther with his singing and with our music. So we did that. And so all the way up until my late teens, I traveled with my family. And then he sort of settled down here in Florida. But me and my brothers, we kept going. So we are in a lot of different facets of the music business. My two brothers are, one of them's an engineer and a vocal producer. And the other one is a film music producer. He's done a lot of musicals, and right now he's got a Christmas movie coming out called Journey to Bethlehem. So that's exciting. So yeah, so we've all been sort of in it, around it, all our lives. And I think I sang my first solo when I was 3 years old. So
wow,
it's been a while.
So, Dre, before we get to these two singles, let's talk about what you just said real quick. How different is it singing in churches, and how is the worship services, let's say, for example, in Sweden? Can you kind of give us a little insight on that? Is it different from the United States?
Yeah, I mean, it depends on, you know, what denomination you're in. And we sang in all everything, you know, and music festivals and things like that as well. But Swedes, as a rule, are very reserved people. And so they say a smile is like a belly laugh from an American, you know. And so it's a little more restrained, I would say. And I think there's more freedom over here. And there's more choices, you know, for whatever style of worship you like. So, sure. You know, you're born into the Lutheran church in Sweden. So that'll tell you something. It's a lot more conservative.
So we're talking with Dre Anders, and you can check her out, know more about her and the great music, dreanders.com. Now, Dre, you had an album out. You had a group. You called it Dre and the Collective, the album My California. But this album was a lot more contemporary than singing with the Del McCurry Band or with the Gibson Brothers. So kind of give us a little insight on the album My California.
So that was sort of a culmination of sort of my journey in music, because, you know, like I said, I started in gospel music, and then it took me more into the pop end of things out in California and into sort of jam band kind of movement. And then as I met, you know, the McCurrys and the Gibson Brothers and all these amazing musicians and the acoustic bluegrass area things, it just sort of, I sort of found my home there. And so My California was the start of that. It was sort of, you know, things that I had sort of gone through and sounds and the kind of music that I sort of wanted to do. And it was the start of that. So that was My California. And Dre and the Collective was the name I had for a group of musicians down here in Tampa. And then since that time, I've sort of moved on, and now it's just Ray Anders, and I have so many contacts in the music business now that it's great to have friends that are amazing musicians. I'll just say that. I'm very blessed with that, you know.
So now, Dre, let's get into some of this brand new music here. Let's begin with the song Helplessly Hoping. You know, that song goes back to Crosby, Stills, and Nash back in the early 70s, and you recorded this with the Gibson Brothers. And if people want to know more about it, once again, they can go to DreAnders.com. Give us the story behind this. What's going on?
Well, I am cutting singles with different people, it may become an album. I'm just sort of gathering songs at the moment, you know, and I felt like, first of all, Helplessly Hoping, I just am in love with the music that came out of the 70s, and I love harmonies, probably because of my gospel upbringing. So who better to do it with than the Gibson Brothers, who are just amazing singers and musicians and, you know, good friends of mine. And so, so that's how that came about. But yeah, I'm hoping that sometime next year, an album will be coming out. So look for that.
So Dre, let's take just a minute here to talk about the production on the song Helplessly Hoping. I want to see if I'm right on this, but as I was listening to the harmony, it sounds all natural to me. Was y'all using any effects, or did you just get behind the mic and just sing the harmony?
Yeah, no, that's good ears there, Al, because that's how I sort of wanted it to come across. You know, not too perfect, just like you would be sitting in the living room and we get up and we sing for you. That's the feel we wanted. And so, you know, hopefully that's what you get when you hear it.
So now, Dre, we're going to go to the 19th century gospel song Paul and Silas. And at the beginning of our conversation, I'm glad that we talked about you touring the world with your family and your father singing gospel. So now we know why you chose that song to sing with Del McCurry and his two sons in the Del McCurry Band. So tell us the story behind Paul and Silas. How did that all come about?
Well, actually, Paul and Silas, so I've known Del for many years, and we've never recorded anything. And I've also been leading the Sunday morning gospel set at Delfest Music Festival for since 2015. And of course, you know, Del and I would sing together and, you know, it's a very collaborative thing. And it just, when I started thinking about putting out singles, I was like, you know what? I have to put out, the first one I need to put out is with Del McCurry, because he's just, I mean, he's the king of bluegrass and he is a good friend and he's been a very good mentor to me over the years. And he was the man who said, you know, if you want to go into bluegrass, you can do it because you've been around it for so long. Because I was very hesitant, you know, being Swedish and not having grown up with this music, right? But he really encouraged me. And so I was like, well, then the first one that's going to come out will be with you, Del. And I said, you know, would you do me the honor? And he said, well, of course. So yeah. And I just reached back and thought, what's better, you know, song than an old gospel song, you know, and so that's what we did. And I loved every minute of it. It was a true honor.
Paul and Silas, Dre Anders and the Del McCurry Band. Dre, I like to give everybody the last word. So what would you like to tell the readers and the listeners out there?
I just hope the music that I put out really reaches the soul. You know, that's what it's about to me, that it moves the listener. Because there's a lot of good music out there, you know, but to me, it's about moving that heart and just really pulling the listener in. So I certainly hope that my songs do that. And and it was a true pleasure to talk to you as well.
Well, Dre, we'll certainly look forward to more music from you. Once again, the website, DreAnders.com. You can pick up both singles, Helplessly Hoping with the Gibson Brothers, and Paul and Silas with the Del McCurry Band on all the download platforms. Dre, thank you so much, and it was great to meet you. We appreciate you being on the program.
Absolutely. I appreciate it so much, and good to meet you.